Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Officer Nathan Wolf with the Pella Police Department joins us on today's program to talk about his new role as a safety liaison for the Pella and Pella Christian School Districts. Well, Officer Wolf, you have a new role here with the Pella Police Department and one that really tries to connect with a lot of the youth in our community. Share with our listeners some of the duties you have now in regards to your relationship with the schools and your position.
So my initial role is just going to be a primary buffer between the schools and police department, trying to get into as many schools as I can throughout the day while also completing regular patrol duties.
Now, in terms of how you kind of got into that position, what were the things that maybe led you to either apply or at least express some interest in working with the schools?
I feel like this is a really good area for the officers to give back to the community, get in touch with the youth, and try to create a positive relationship between police officers and the youth at this time.
Well, and you have been working with some of the leadership at the schools, as I understand, too, to maybe kind of, I know that they're working on safety, and that's been a big concern for schools with all the different events and incidents that have happened. What are the things that you talk about with those superintendents and principals about safety that you can maybe provide some expertise to?
Yeah, we're going to be working on developing safety plans for all the schools, making sure everybody's up to date on those plans and just continue to work through those and always constantly improving those plans throughout the school year and years to come.
What do you hope to maybe show to some of these young people in terms of things that they maybe they can trust a police officer or whatever that might be?
Yeah, I just want these kids to be able to know that police officers are the ones you can reach out to if you have a problem for anything. There's a lot of bad press out there against law enforcement right now in this time, so we just wanted to show them that we're not the bad guys, we're the good guys, and we're here for them for whatever they need.
What are the kinds of things you hope to maybe engage students with directly, one-on-one? Maybe it's a mentorship situation or one where they have a question about something. What are the topics that maybe you hope that you can cover with them?
Yeah, so we don't want, you know, just try to encourage them not to use drugs. Vaping is a huge thing right now to try to kids not to do that. That's one thing kids are really turning to, and that seems to be a little bit more of a gateway because they try that, and then they try the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. So we're going to try to just deter that just right from the get-go if we can.
Kids are back to school, though, of course, and you have done school patrol before. You've seen a lot of the behaviors of parents and students before and after school. What are some of the key things you want to remind students as we get back to school and as we get back to class and regular routines?
If you have a regular way to work or to school, just be cognizant of where you're going. Know where your crosswalks are so you know where to look for kids crossing the street. There's going to be a lot of kids out during this nice weather, so you want to look for those and bicycles and kids crossing the street at all times.
And the other thing, of course, is to be safe overall, too, is just the idea that you mentioned the pedestrians. But, you know, a lot of the things we've heard about, a lot about missing persons and things like that. For parents, it's to know where to go if your kid is missing. And if you're a kid, to know the safe place to go. And you may be that resource, and the Pella Police Department can maybe help bridge that gap.
Absolutely. I think we've been kind of using the phrase lately, like, if you see something, say something. So, if there's anything going on, just feel free to call us. We're here to help you in any way, shape, or we can. So even if it's something a little minor, you can give us a call and we'll check it out for you.
Well, and if parents have questions about your role with the schools or about safety, you are one of many resources here at the Pella Police Department to maybe help, again, bridge that gap between the school and police. And if they have questions or concerns about their kids, I'm sure you're one of many that people can go to. Is that right?
Absolutely. I open any calls or comments from parents if they have any questions regarding their kids, that feel free to get a hold of me and we can work through whatever they have going on for their kids.
Coming up at some of the Pella and Pella Christian football games, there's going to be a unique experience for parents, especially those that are concerned about drug use in our community, to really have an opportunity to learn. Let our listeners know about the What You Don't See trailer and why it's an important experience for so many parents.
It's a great experience. I worked with it at the state fair. They had it available there throughout the whole state fair. We're going to be bringing it down. It's great for parents to come in, just little things to look for, what your kids could be doing, where they could be hiding things, that sort of thing. It just really kind of helps open your eyes to where kids are doing and how creative they're getting with things these days.
Well, and for folks who aren't familiar, it's kind of an exhibit almost, if you will, of what a teenager's room looks like. Is that right?
That's correct. It stages a typical teenager's bedroom. So they have different hiding spots for different things. I don't want to give too much away, but it's for only parents or 18 and over can go through it.
Once again, that was Officer Nathan Wolf with the Pella Police Department. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.